So you were up speaking tonight. You were one of the speakers at the Legal Highs Be Wise event. Tell us a little bit briefly about your story then with Legal Highs and your son.
My son's substance misuse started just with experimentation. And when he went to the college in Aberdeen and kind of got around the new psychoactive substance or Legal Highs there, for him, it quickly got out of control. He's classed as a vulnerable young adult. And I think that the Legal Highs for him were an escape from a lot of failure and that type of thing. And as we heard tonight, for him, it became quickly addicting to the point that he couldn't control it at all.
And why was it important for you to stand up here tonight and tell that story?
Because I want people to understand that there's not shame with addiction, that it's a medically recognized, treatable disease. And I think it's important for parents especially to be aware of what new psychoactive substances are, how readily available they are. And my son's use of them began before he was 18 with no ID and a shop actually taking his phone in lieu of payment. So while technically they're not supposed to sell to under 18s, they are.
We did a survey and we found that one in four of our listeners had tried Legal Highs. If you could speak to those people, what would you say?
I would tell them to stop. And if they have trouble stopping, I think that Drug Action does an excellent job in providing support, both for those who are experiencing substance misuse, but also for family members who need some type of relief.
And obviously, as a parent yourself, it must have been so difficult. You would never want to see another parent go through that again.
No, I think that you wouldn't wish this on your worst enemy. But as a parent, another thing that I want to get across is that you just don't ever give up on your kids. I don't think that my son would be where he is right now if I had given up at any point.
And what does the future then look like for you and your son? I know you mentioned that he's in a program just now to try and deal with it. What does the future look like?
Right now, he's in his fifth week of this program. It's called a step-down dual diagnosis facility, so it works with him not just on substance misuse, but other underlying diagnosis. For him, it will also help him with independent living, education, and job training. And I spoke to him for the first time 2 weeks ago. He had like a 30-day ban while he was in the substance misuse, and he was very happy, positive, and looking forward to the future.